Hello.
Yeah, hi there. This is Ron from eBay Customer Support. May I please have your first and last name?
Hi, Ron. It's Henry Wormsley.
All right, perfect. Good morning. And this call might be monitored or recorded for quality and training, okay?
That's fine.
All right, perfect. Yep, I got a call request from you. Tell me, how can I help?
I was wondering if you could tell me the last time I made a sale on this account, James_from_space.
Okay, yeah, sure, not a problem. Let me pull up your eBay account real quick. I see that you had an interaction with us yesterday, is that right?
I did. I'm calling back to see what the progress was.
Okay, all right. Just bear with me. It was on, as what I see here, it was on the 27th of July.
That agrees with my information as well. I was wondering if you could look into my site messages to look at a message from eBay on the 16th of September.
16th of September. And that message is from eBay.
That is correct.
I don't see any message from the 16th. Was this sent to your personal email?
It was sent as an email and a site message. It should be there in site messages.
Okay, hold on. So it's about a request for the account to be closed.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And you didn't do it?
What do you mean I didn't do it?
Did you request for your account to be closed?
Oh, I certainly did, yes. I was wondering why the account isn't closed.
All right. So the request was processed on the 18th of October.
16th of October.
Oh, I mean September 16th.
Sorry, the 16th of September, yes, you're right.
Yeah. There you go. For the closing process, actually it might take 30 to up to 60 days for it to be closed permanently.
Up to 30, 60 days. Do you mean 30 days or 60 days? Because you said 30 days initially and then you changed your mind and said 60 days.
30 to 60.
What does it say in the email?
Just bear with me. You have 30 days to cancel your request by contacting us. 30 days from this notice. Where did you request this? Is it online?
Does it matter?
There you go. The process to close the account may take 30 days from this notice, unless you have sold an item in the last 30 days. In these cases, it will take up to 60 days.
Right. Have I taken... Now, you just looked up to see when I had last sold an item, and that was the 27th of July.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And under account closure, what you've just read back to me, the process to close this account may take up to 30 days from this notice. When was that notice posted to me?
That was on the 16th.
What day is it now?
Yeah, I got you. So basically right now it's about as to why the account is still open.
Correct.
Hold on. I'll just communicate this directly to our account closure team, okay?
Okay.
Just stay on the line. Hi there, Henry. Appreciate your patience. I have my colleague, Emma, and she will now assist you further, okay?
Okay.
Both of you have a great day. Bye now.
Hi, Henry. It's Emma here. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good, good. So the previous agent, Ronald, was telling me there that you had requested an account closure on the 16th of September.
That's right.
And the account is still opened. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm just going to see if there's any reason that, if there's any activity over the last, in that period after the 16th, because it can delay it to 60 days in that case. So I'm just going to have a look here now. On the account. Okay, so no purchases. The last sale was July, would that be right?
That's correct.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up the email now from the 16th as well. And you haven't had any further communication to your email since then, is that right?
Well, you can see in my inbox.
Okay, I was just asking. Okay, I'm just checking a couple of different things now to why it could be still blocking it from being closed. Just pulling up the account activity on our internal system here as well, just to see what could be causing this. Okay, just going to make a note of this because the last payment date was the 15th of August, so there's been no invoice or any activity like that since then.
That's right. 15th.
Yeah. Then of September was the account closure request. Last sale date July. No purchases. Okay. Just have to send this information off, so I'm just gathering it all here from the account. So I'm just going to run it by you just to make sure that it sounds correct to you as well.
Okay.
So the 15th of August was the last invoice activity payment on the account with regard to fees.
Yes.
16th of September, you requested the account closure.
Yes.
Last sale date was in July.
Yes.
And there was no purchases made in between that time period on the account.
Correct.
Then the email then obviously was received on the 16th when you requested it. No cases or requests. I was just checking that there was no cases or requests or anything after the 16th either. Sorry, thanks for your patience while I was literally just making sure everything was within the 30-day time frame. So yeah, I can see there was no activity there in any of those areas. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to follow up on this request for the account closure to see what's going on with it. I'll keep your details myself, Henry, and as soon as I have a reply on that, I'll give you a call just to update you.
Okay. Just a reminder for eBay. In 6 days' time, this becomes a Trading Standards and Data Protection Act issue. Because I did this last Friday as well, on the phone. Just for your information. Okay, 6 days. Yeah. 6 days and counting.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make a note of that as well. No, I have everything there. And you said you were speaking to somebody last week as well, is that right, Sean?
Yes, who promised me that this would be sorted out yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Just going to follow up on that as well. Just getting the details from that call.
Because he told me that some strange characters in my address or telephone number might block the account closure. What nonsense.
Right, okay.
And my patience is running out. Emma.
I just want to see who you were speaking to there last week as well on that, because I can see they still have your details saved to follow up on this, so I'm going to find out on that as well. Just want to make sure I have everything there, Henry. Now, is there anything else you want to, any other information you want to give me or anything like that, or have we got everything there from your point of view on that?
I believe that you have everything that you need.
Perfect. Okay. Yep, I have a note of everything there now. So I'm going to see what was done with the last person you were speaking to, and I'm also going to get this reviewed with all the details that I've gathered from yourself then today.
Excellent. So I'll call again tomorrow, and then it'll be 5 days before it's Trading Standards. Okay.
Okay, Henry. Thanks for your call.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.